Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, stick around 4:30, our weekly chat with Brian Hoyer. I'm interested to hear his take, Ted, on your skip and rip.
Yeah.
What he thinks of that sort of technique for Drake May.
Yeah.
Have you copyrighted it yet, Ted?
How do I do that? So I put it out on Twitter. I put it out on Instagram, and I've said it on my radio show.
You've gotten it out there publicly, tied to you.
I've yet to hear anybody else coin the phrase. So
I would put it on the USPTO.com. See if you.
Well, it was on, in a term. Breakdown. So there's video evidence. Boom. There's digital evidence.
NBC Sports Boston might try to claim ownership. You said it on the breakdown.
I don't know how you monetize a saying, but. It'd be nice.
T-shirts, apparel, merch. It's always about merch.
Michael Buffer, you can't say, let's get rid of blank.
Don't say it. Yeah.
Don't. Please don't. God, no, please don't.
Is it blank?
Bill Belichick is the head coach at University of North Carolina. He has a 4-6 football team. Stiz, if you were wondering what the record is, with two games to play.
Oh, he still make the bowl eligible.
Could get bowl eligible, and he will go to a bowl if he's bowl eligible, because they'll want the circus that is Bill Belichick as part of the buildup. They lost 28-12 to Wake Forest. So I want to start there with the game. Little story about the game.
Yeah,
Wake Forest had the ball late, up 21-12. They were just going to sit on it in the red zone, Ted. They were just going
to
kneel on it.
Yeah, they were happy to just kind of...
Respectful, go with the victory.
Right.
Ted, you know what Bill Belichick decided to do?
What did he do?
He called a timeout. You know what UNC, Wake Forest decided to do? Well, if you're going to stop the clock and call a timeout, we're not kneeling on it.
Let me ask you this. Can you tell me the score and situation when he called? What was the score? Was he calling a timeout hoping that he'd get the ball back?
He said, quote, he was asked about it post-game, and he said, quote, I just didn't know what they were going to do, so I called a timeout.
Oh, so, Bill, wow.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know what they were going to do. Here's what, Bill, I can give you this just in. They were going to win. That's what they were going to
kneel on it, and they were going to – so they decided to then score a touchdown, which is common, which is something Bill would do. If the shoe were on the other foot and somebody did that to Bill, he absolutely would.
We got some audio that'll kind of hammer that point down.
Yes, Dan Ball?
Timeout was taken, it appears, with 4:36 left in the fourth quarter. It was a second down and 6, and the game at the time was 21-12. So I guess maybe he could define it as, I'm trying to save clock to try to score a touchdown to tie it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But then,
it's still a two score. I mean, they don't give 8 points in college, do they?
Nope. If you watch the post game, the head coach, and I'm sorry I'm disrespectful, I don't know the head coach at Wake Forest, but he's approaching midfield for, the typical handshake.
Yeah.
Takes his hat off, which is obviously a sign of respect, correct?
Bill go in for a nice little hug?
Bill didn't break stride. I'm not sure he even made contact with the coach's hand. He just kept right on walking. So
He didn't even shake his hand.
It's hard to see in the video I saw if the hands even made contact.
He shook his hand a little bit.
It's a one pump shake. It's like a one shake hand.
Stiz, your hero and idol. Is he okay with that behavior, or did he do anything?
Maybe he had a hot date with Jordan. I don't know. Give the guy a break.
Can I also just mention briefly, gentle friends, that if we're gonna, so often we end up getting into Brady or Belichick territory whenever we mention one or the other. It's like they're inextricably tied together forever. But Brady was one of the sourest sports in the world. How many does he have still zero handshakes with Nick Foles to date?
Oh, yeah.
But you got to understand, though, Belichick is calling a timeout to try and get the ball back to win the game.
Right.
Correct.
And so the coach for Wake Forest is like, oh, okay, that's how you see this game is still in within reach.
So I'll just
then I'm going to try and score so that it's out of reach totally.
Right.
And Bill didn't like that.
Bill doesn't like anything right now. Is the way I would. Yes, Dan Ball.
The last timeout, by the way, was 27 seconds, so it was much later on.
Yeah, that's
on
the
in that
one.
Drive.
I thought that information didn't. It was 27 seconds left.
They called all three during the course of that drive. That's
what 27 seconds, and Bill calls a timeout.
Yes.
For what reason?
His answer. I didn't know what they were going to do.
That's insane. Bill, that makes no sense.
It didn't make any sense when I heard the post game.
Shooter's going to shoot.
But, hey, man, he's a great builder of programs. Wow. Yikes.
Stiz is now just going to start throwing out cliches.
You play to win.
Okay.
You got anything else left in there, Herm?
What else
you
got?
That's about it.
Okay. But then the biggest piece of news over the weekend, and I saw this on my Instagram, and I had to do like a double and triple take because I was going to repost it because I feel like sometimes we're in the business of reposting things. It was supposedly a statement from Bill Belichick, head football coach, North Carolina, regarding NFL interest. And I was like,
his
is this
name was
real?
on the head letter.
I know, but I was worried in this day and age.
Supposedly.
I was looking, trying to make sure I wasn't getting catfished.
Somebody hacked?
Yeah, I didn't know. Because I didn't want to be that guy that
because
reposts.
There was words that were misspelled.
There was definitely
sentences that were, you know.
Oh, Jordan's got her fingertips all over this. So we all know that we've been talking about it. This speculation, NBC Sports Boston, it's fun talk show fodder. Could the Giants go after Bill? They need a head coach. Bill Belichick doesn't have a
job. Talking point all last week.
Okay, so because
great
of that.
Think alike. There you go.
Bill Belichick issued a statement over the weekend. Here, I'm going to read you the statement. Friday night.
Less than 24 hours before he played Wake Forest.
Right. And I would like to criticize him to say where's his focus at, where's his mind at.
But?
I think this was all Jordan. And he just stamped it.
Oh, my God. He approved it, though.
He definitely approved it.
God. So it's not
sure
Bill's fault.
It's Bill's fault. It's all Bill's fault. He's in control of her.
Okay.
She goes with him. But I just don't think he spent a lot of time on it because I think even he might have caught the spelling mistake in here if he had actually even read it. She might have read it to him over the phone. But
there's a spelling mistake in there?
Oh, yeah. There's an homonym. Is that what they're called when they sound the same but they are spelled differently?
That is correct.
This is, quote, I have great respect and genuinely care for the New York Giants organization and both the Mara and Tisch families. The New York Giants played an important role in my life and in my coaching journey. Next paragraph. Yes, this statement has paragraphs. It was a privilege for me to work for the Mara family and be a member of Coach Parcells' staff for over a decade. However, despite circulating rumors, I have not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. New paragraph. Since arriving at Chapel Hill, my commitment to the UNC football program has not wavered. Like the waiver wire, there's an I in there that shouldn't be in there, has not wavered.
Uh-oh.
We have tremendous support from the university, our alumni, and the entire Carolina community. New paragraph. My focus remains solely on continuing to improve this team, develop our players, and build a program that makes Tar Heel fans proud. We're on to Wake Forest. Narrator, they lost to Wake Forest 28-12 when you called a dingbat timeout late in the game.
Wow.
But Bill Belichick, and the thing I want to ask you here, do you believe this word matters? Have not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. Is that the out? Is that a very calculated word? He didn't say I wouldn't take a job. I would not take a job. He said I will not pursue a job.
No,
which I think matters.
I see, Andy, I look at it as he knows nobody wants him in the NFL.
Well, that's
so
true.
He's saying I am not pursuing any jobs that might be potentially out there available to me in the future. I don't want them. I'm going to break up with them before they can break up with me. That's how Bill likes to do it.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Andy, I'm on your side on this, on the use of the word pursue, because of what came out at 8:13 p.m. that night from Tom Pelissero. And you can't read it in a normal voice, by the way.
Okay, so you're going to do it.
You're going to read it in Tom Pelissero's voice?
You're going to an actor
voice? No, I'm going to read it in Batman's voice.
Oh, here we go.
Bill Belichick learned from his experience with the Falcons 2 years ago, if he ever returns to the NFL, it will happen in the dark of night. No drawn-out process. No interviews. No public spectacle. One day, he will just be coach. Until then, we're on to other candidates. Are you kidding me, Tom Pelissero? Wow. I respected him as a professional until that one.
So,
remember what Ted said about Jaylen Brown and how Andy treats him? That's what I'm implying about Tom Pelissero on that one.
So
don't ever question Pelissero.
That's unbelievable.
So Bill's never coaching again, because I'm sorry.
Tom, wipe your face off.
Even if you could, draw up a scenario that a team would have interest in Bill Belichick, they're not going to do it without an interview, without a process. So if he thinks he's only taking a job basically that is just given to him, carte blanche. Oh, Bill, you're the coach. You tell me how much you're making. You tell me who you're bringing. You tell me how you're going to. That's never going to happen. Literally never going to happen.
No.
It's
he knows that, but he wants you all to think that there's teams that are still interested in him.
When we also have, and Diana Russini, I know people have varying opinions on her reporting, but as for the Giants, she reported, they have already have a short list of candidates to replace Dable. The kind every well-run organization keeps in a drawer for moments like this. Despite the obvious connections to the six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick, the organization's respect for his accomplishments, I'm told he was never on their radar and wouldn't have been now.
Oh, I mean, dude, that's the Giants sticking it to him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have.
Like, absolutely.
Because who are you, Bill, to just act like we were waiting for you to, you know, give a statement.
I would have been pissed if I were the Giants, too. First of all, I don't believe, Fitzy, there were ever any, like, reports that the Giants were interested. It was all the media speculating, having fun, doing radio, doing TV.
Bill knows that, 100%. And he still puts out a statement.
Right, I thought he ignored the noise. Now he's answering rumors on Letterhead with four-paragraph statements.
Ignore the noise has been dead longer than his pro coaching prospect. Come on, we all know
that. You think Bill actually lived by the words he said?
No, I don't.
Do as I say, not I as
don't.
I do.
And finally, we have some audio here from NFL Network. That is, it's a little bit longer, so Ted, feel free if you need to stop at any moment. Because
throw up on myself?
Whatever you need to do, okay. If you express yourself in any way you can. The Bill Belichick situation.
Well, Bill Belichick put out a statement on Friday night saying he has not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. However, I can tell you at least one team has done very initial homework on Belichick and the situation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
At North Carolina.
Ted wants to stop. I see his face.
Whoa, who's what?
One team has done very initial work.
Very initial work.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? You know,
did they Google level? His coaching record or like his age? Bill Belichick age.
I misworded that, but you know, which I tend to do every segment. So I'm giving him a break on that, but this is interesting. I'm hooked in. I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
Ted Johnson's hooked. Play on.
And anything that Belichick or whoever runs his Instagram is saying to reassure recruits
time
in
out,
November.
Time out. That's a shot from Tom Pelissero at Jordan. Like, he's like, Belichick or whoever runs his Instagram. That's a shot not so subtle at Jordan. There's no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
Well, the Carolina Creeper or whatever.
He's carrying the water for Bill, but just not for Jordan.
Correct.
Okay.
All interesting. Right. Okay, play.
Instagram is saying to reassure recruits in November really has no bearing on what could happen come January. Go back 2 years. Belichick pursued the Falcons head coaching vacancy.
Stop.
He played
the
game.
Word choice.
Really?
Did he Belichick pursued the Falcons.
He did, though.
No, I know, but I think it's important. He's saying he pursued them. He didn't say the Falcons pursued him, did he?
Oh, no, that's
he
that's
said
fair.
Belichick
that's fair.
Pursued the Falcons.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
So out of respect, they gave him an interview.
Right.
They were just doing him a Bill, because you're Bill. Normally, we don't let people apply. We ask them if they want to interview.
We don't really want to hire you, but we'll go through this song and dance so that you look good.
Tom Pelissero said Bill pursued the Falcons. Roll it.
The Falcons head coaching vacancy. He played the game. He went through the same process as everyone else. Ultimately, he was surprised and embarrassed that they hired Raheem Morris instead. What I can tell you from speaking with people who know Belichick well is this. If Belichick ever returns to the NFL, it will happen in the dark of night. No interviews, no public spectacle, no drawn-out process. Some team will go through the NFL-mandated process, check every box, and then offer the job to Belichick. Unless and until that happens, stops. Rich, we're on to other candidates.
How does he know that? How does he know that's
what's talked
gonna...
to people that
in
know
the
Bill
dark
or something.
Of night?
How does he know that? He's just making stuff. Has he talked to a team that's going to hire him in the dark of night?
You know what this all sounds like to me? That sounds like something Lombardi would say. The egocentric Lombardi.
Oof.
Bill ain't interviewing. Bill ain't you do your thing, and you make him the coach in the dark of night. Otherwise, he ain't coming.
But that's a fascinating soundbite right there, because I'd never heard anybody frame it that he was embarrassed. Surprised, but embarrassed? Bill's embarrassed. He just would never show it to you. He would never want you to think he's ever embarrassed.
But Mike Lombardi let you know right there in his comments to Tom Pelissero, as I would say, that he is embarrassed. And remember when Bill, and I'll get to you one sec, Stiz, remember when Bill and Mike Lombardi, one of their podcasts that they did during his off year, remember when they were mocking the NFL? Like, it's so poorly run.
How,
you got teams
how
that
so?
Don't... No, literally mocking.
Oh, yeah, they were. Oh,
they were like,
yeah.
No, not like subtly or like, right. Like they said, like it's an embarrassment.
I forgot where he said it.
It was one of those one of their appearances together. Yeah, yeah, it might have been the coach's podcast that became the Pablo
Torre.
Once
they knew
thing.
They were shut out of the NFL, then all the barbs at the NFL.
Oh, I think that was, it was like, that was one of the sit downs. He was having a chat with Patricia on the Underdog Coach.
Yes. Yeah. And they were mocking the NFL that, like, we're not in the league, but we know how to run it better than these 32 teams that are in the league right now. Stiz.
Can I just say quickly?
Oh, by all means.
I do think that you got, like, it's like he can't get a break, right? So, regardless
if of... If only Bill Belichick could catch a break.
Finally, someone will cut him some slack, Stan.
Yeah, just getting a quarterback in the sixth round isn't the biggest break ever.
Wait a minute. Regardless of whether or not there's any truth to the matter of any NFL teams would consider bringing Belichick check back. The truth of the matter is these rumors were out here, right? So I feel like if he didn't address the rumors, you guys would come on here and say, oh, look at this. He's just letting these rumors sit out here and not, you know, coming out and saying like, nope, I'm fully committed to UNC. And so he does that, just puts out a statement, not like it took up a lot of time. All right, I approve. Put out something, you know, he's still focused on the game, and you guys rip him for that. He's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
I just would push back on that we would be sitting here saying, oh, he's doing UNC a disservice by not putting out a statement.
I would have never said
those
that.
Words would never have come out of my mouth. I can guarantee
now,
that.
How much more dog and pony show, like, they've already put up with so much. Do you think that they're just going to stick it out the rest of the year and then reevaluate everything come January, February, or March?
Wait,
because UNC must just be like...
Well, they have two games left.
Yeah, no, they're not going to fire.
I mean, fire him at the bye week,
they
wanted
the
Cal
to get
game.
SEC attention, not LOL attention.
And Stiz, you were right. They sold a lot of tickets. Now, what's the phrase they use? Like, tickets unused or whatever? Because I watched one of those games.
Nobody there?
Like, all the shots of the sideline, all those good seats behind the sideline, which I'm guessing
are
expensive.
They're getting concessions.
Thousands of people at a time?
They're a little late getting to the start of the game.
30% of the crowd.
It's
like,
not
it was
Chavez
bad.
Ravine.
No. No one's going to the games now.
We got to play this audio.
Okay, you got audio. What do you got?
All right, so go back to tell the – so the they calls a timeout at the end of this
27
last
seconds so, left. The other team's going to take a knee to just end the game. Bill calls a timeout. Why? Because he didn't know what they were going to do, he said.
Yep. And then after the game – What did Wade Forrest do? They said, okay, you're going to call a timeout. Then we're going to score. We're going to score and just make the lead even bigger. And then after the game, Bill doesn't even give the handshake to the other team's coach because he's mad that the guy scored, even though he calls the timeout. This is interesting. Listen to this audio. This was a video that Bill showed us as a team back in 2003 or 4 one time. And basically his theme was finish the race, and he showed us this video of a very famous Belmont Stakes race back in 1973.
Everybody's in line, and they're on. Secretary of the Way very well has good position on the rail, and in fact is now going up with the leader. They're in the stretch. Secretariat has opened the 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front. An amazing, unbelievable performance by this miracle horse. And look at Mrs. Tweedy. She's having the time of her life.
So, Secretariat wins by 31 lengths, the Belmont Stakes. It's a standing record. He broke the record for the fastest time at the mile and a half distance in the dirt track in a time of 2 minutes and 24 seconds, a record that still stands today. The point of that is he showed us that video and said, we're going to finish every game. We're not kneeling. We're going to squeeze every ounce of every point we can and keep every team off the board as we can. And it was a 31 lengths. It wasn't, hey, let's win by a couple lengths. Let's win by 10 lengths. 31 lengths Secretariat won by, and he used that as an example of how we needed to play, yet he's not shaking the hand of the guy that was finishing the race. Unbelievable.
That explains a lot from 2007, Ted. And
oh, then, yeah, his whole run up the score. Absolutely. Yeah. That's that mentality, the 31 lengths, and just keep putting up the points. So we continue to talk about Bill Belichick when he forces us to talk about him. And I would argue, for those of you that wonder why you talk, he put out a statement. He continues to put out statements. Yep. He's the former head coach of the New England Patriots who's putting out statements while struggling at UNC.
He would have been better off not putting a statement out.
Oh, 100%. But you have Jordan, who runs his personal and professional PR and whatever he gave her credit for, and this is what you get. Yes, Dan Ball?
My focus remains solely on continuing to improve the team, develop our players, unless there's a single rumor about me from an aggregator from an NFL team.
And then I'll put out a release. And oh, by the way,
on my team's official Instagram. No,
I also won't pursue a job, but if one is offered to me in the darkness of night, I'm the hell out of here, and I'm taking that job. Thanks, Tom Palisaro.
Sure,
well,
phone lines are open.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is one of our favorite interviews of the week. It's Brian Hoyer breaking down all things NFL, quarterback play, and Patriots. Brian Hoyer here on EEI. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.